And here in the U.S., federal investigators are still looking through captured documents and photographs found on a laptop computer in Pakistan. As a result, the Department of Homeland Security issued warnings for a number of buildings in New York, Newark, New Jersey, Washington, D.C. Intelligence officials still don't know, though, whether the plans reflect an old plot or an ongoing one. In the meantime, District of Columbia residents and visitors are dealing with yet another government alert, this time with road closures, police dogs, and uncertainty. Day-to-Day's Eric Kneeler has that story.
Earlier this week, federal officials closed several streets near the Capitol and set up 14 military-style checkpoints to screen everyone coming into the area. Police have also boosted security around the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and Treasury Department. Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor said it's easy to dismiss these measures if nothing bad happens.
Sometimes we're an impatient lot in a forgetful lot, and when the threat seems far away, we get ho-hum and it's not going to happen to us. We're not going to get bored with what we do. We got to stay sharp.
Gaynor said he expects some commuters will have to adjust their plans, but it's not such a big deal.
It takes a little bit longer than one would want. It is inconvenient, but it's safer, and that's the job business I'm in.
Perhaps the business most affected by the Washington closures are the city's taxi drivers. Agos Ahmed, a native of Ethiopia, says his cab was already checked by police once this week. August is when Congress is in recess and much of official Washington shuts down. But things could get worse after Labor Day.
What's going to happen when the Congress comes back?
Well, that's a good question, man. If they keep doing it this way, you know, it's going to be miserable for the cab drivers. And if the traffic is sort of like it's going to jam, we're going to be in trouble, you know.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams is trying to avoid that kind of trouble, both with traffic and the city's tourist trade. It took several years for Washington's economy to rebound after 9/11, and Williams doesn't want the city to suffer again.
If we start closing down streets one after another, it is definitely going to have a dampening effect on the economy, and it's definitely going to have a dampening effect on revenue to the city.
Williams says he's trying to preserve a balance between freedom and security. On Wednesday, he told reporters that the federal government is going too far in trying to prevent a possible terrorist attack.
We've got to have an open society and a safe society. But if push comes to shove, we've got to put a high value on openness. When you put a high value on openness, you may not be able to prevent every possible bad act.
And for longtime residents, there's a sense of resignation that has set in about the terror alerts. This Treasury Department employee would not give his name, but he said that he's seen Washington slowly become more like a garrison.
I've been in the city for nearly 30 years, and sort of sad to see the city reduced to this, you know, Fortress America.
Other residents complain that the big security presence around buildings and monuments takes police away from crime-ridden neighborhoods where people actually live. Federal officials say the new security checks will probably last until the presidential inauguration in January. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.